This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
You know, one of the great events takes place year-round. In particular, being the season we're in, I look at the Stoller Center for some great entertainment. It's all part of a spotlight. Call it a business spotlight if you must. The Stoller Center for the Arts, one of the greats right here on the island. You talk about landmarks and everything else to kind of get to. Stoller Center is one of them in Stony Brook. We happen to have the director here. He's a good friend, one of our favorites, actually, Alan Ankles.
Jay, happy to be here today.
Always great to see you.
Good, you too.
And, you know, we saw Alan during the preview of the fall festival, of the festival of the movies, and that was back...
I think we met in probably early July.
In July.
The festival was late July. Yeah.
And that was a big hit, right?
It was great. We had, as I said, over 30 countries represented. We had 60, 70 filmmakers from all over the world. A ton of American films, documentaries, all brand new premieres. Some are getting picked up for distribution. Every night, 800 to 900 people in theater on a Monday night for a foreign language film they never heard about before. So we're doing something right, I guess.
What is it about the movies that attracts people?
I think, you know, it's funny because the summer, first of all, I thought the summer was not a very strong summer for American movies in the theaters.
Took a decline, actually, as far as the dollars.
It's been a rough summer. I think what we offer our audience are very different films. I mean, some of them are a little more mainstream, but they're foreign language. We opened and closed with a German comedy. The last one was like When Harry Met Sally, but in German.
Yeah.
So I think we offer them a very different kind of experience. And with an $85 pass... We do that to suck them in because we want you to come and do it. And then when the filmmaker gets on stage, they look outside and they say, wow, there's more people at this screening than I've shown in the last 20 festivals I've played in. Plus, we work for them. I'm on the phone with distributors afterwards. Yeah. I'm trying to get their film sold. We put them up at a nice hotel. We treat them right. We feed them right. Word gets out. If you go on our film site, the testimonials, you know, if I could blush with this great tan I've got right now, you know, I would definitely
Ingles
do it.
Ingles does have a pretty good tan.
I work
going
on it. You know, I got the convertible going. You know, that's
He's
it.
He's got something
Me and
going
George
on
Hamilton,
here.
You know, that's it. You know, that's it. But it was really very successful. And thanks, you know, being on the show.
Yeah.
My neighbors came by and said, hey, I heard you on the radio. I said, great, buy some tickets.
Hey, it's just an $85 pass. But it's good stuff. But, you know, one of the great things about the Stoller Center is not just the festival for the summer movies and everything. You guys have some great year-round stuff,
well, it's
including
funny.
What's coming up here.
Well, it's funny. People in the festival, they say, hey, you know, we got a posters up in the lobby with all the shows, Jay Leno, Audra McDonald, David Sedaris. And they say, hey, you do live shows too? I said, I'm an art center. That's what I've done for 34 years. We added the films 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do about 40 live shows a year between our 1,000-seat theater and our 400-seat intimate recital hall, from classical to jazz to pop, to acrobats and
circus. A little bit of everything
shows
for everybody,
that's
pretty much,
and
right?
That's the key today, because I think, you know, we do a lot of great dance, but I remember going back 10, 15 years ago, we might do 7 dance companies, we might do 5 theater companies. Now I'm finding we do maybe 2 or 3 theater, 2 or 3 dance. We've got to mix it up. I've got Fila, a West African musical coming. We've got acrobats from China.
And that says a lot about what the Stoller Center is all about, because you cater to so many different cultures, which is so present here on the island.
Absolutely.
Right now, right?
And I go to every show. Yes, my wife, you know, she likes it. She likes when I'm at home. But the reality is you've got to really witness the audience. You've got to be part of it. And one of the things that works, I've got a great team. They're there for every show. You can't get a sense of what your audience is watching or wants unless you're there and can talk with them afterwards. And you take some hits, too, sometimes.
Now, do you do a lot of research as far as what the public might crave? Because you have so many different facets of every industry here.
Yeah, you know, well, look, we've got all kinds of metrics. We've got all kinds of numbers. We do all kinds of surveys. But you want to know something, Jay? There's nothing like sitting in the audience with your audience, hearing the laughter, getting the response from the walkout.
Right?
I'm at every show, and my team is, too. And that, sure, we do the research, we do all the numbers, and we crunch them all. I've got an amazing financial director who does all that, but it really is, you've got to watch the feel of the audience, and it changes. We're a different world today than we were last week, and you've got to take that into account as you're looking for things. This festival this summer, going back to the summer, was a lighter festival.
Yeah.
We had very interesting foreign films, but for the first time in a couple of years, I had a lot of comedies, and I think we needed that. I think this year coming up, I've got more popular kinds of things, and yet really high art, because they're an art center. I mean, there's other places that do other things. For us, if I'm bringing an acrobat show, it's got to be the best acrobat show. If I'm bringing a country music star, I've got Stephanie Quayle coming in November. Yep. She's a rising, amazing star. You know, now I could bring, you know, Faith Hill in, but I need another couple zeros on the fee I got to pay her, and my hall isn't big enough.
So you got to be smart. You're only, you know, you're only as good as your budget. Let's put it
exactly.
that way, right?
And we're not for profit. And our prices are very reasonable.
Yeah,
matter
are.
Of fact,
yeah.
if I can, we've got a really cool show this Saturday afternoon. It's Flip Fabrique,
okay.
French Canadian Cirque Troupe.
It's
very
4 o'clock,
small.
Right?
It's like a Cirque du Soleil, but a miniature one. Family's going to love it. Adults will love it. The prices are really reasonable to begin with, very reasonable.
Yeah.
But for your audience day, if you put it online, online only, half price 17, all one word, half price 17, you're going to get tickets for half price.
No way.
Absolutely.
You see how great
Absolutely.
Alan Ingles
just
is?
For your people. You can tell friends, but just Jay's people.
This is ridiculous. Alan Ingles here. Yeah.
I want the house full.
Hey,
all right.
Role.
I love
he,
it.
He
I love it.
It. He's the director.
I want that house full.
The Stella Center for the Arts. You mentioned Flip Fabrique. Also, tomorrow you have the Emerson String Quartet.
That's right.
At
yeah.
o'clock.
There's a problem, though, here.
What happened?
Because tomorrow we got the Yankees.
Oh.
So do I DVR it or do we? There's no way it's going to happen. There's no way I'm walking out of there without knowing the score.
How about sending your wife to see the quartet?
Yeah.
You,
it's,
you and I will go watch the Yankees.
The Emerson Quartet. I mean, these guys have won 9 Grammys. Yeah. If you like classical music, there's nobody better than that. We've got them. We've got Colin Carr coming this year doing unaccompanied suites for Bach cello all by himself.
Yeah.
Rarely done in one night. It's 3.5 hours. We've got food in between. So if you like classical, and you know, if you haven't gone to many classical concerts, I grew up with rock and roll. I didn't do classical music. I've learned to love it. It's very, very interesting. So give it a shot. The Emersons are the best. You want to see a real show. Now, he can't make this one because it's sold out, and some of you want to watch the Yankees, go do that. But there's one in December. We got another one in the spring. We do them 3 concerts of theirs a year. There are residents. There are resident chain music faculty.
You know, and you mentioned a key thing there. If people would just try it, they're going to love it.
That's
happened to me on a number of occasions.
Well, Monday night during the film festival, we had a film from Armenia, which was about a transgender, of all things, because apparently in Iran and Armenia, you can be a transgender, but you can't be a homosexual. If I can get into these deep conversations,
your hands cut off.
You know, but you can be a transgender. On Monday night at 9 o'clock, we show this movie, which is not for everybody, right? You would think, you know, maybe it's not someone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
We had 950 people at that movie, including people who didn't know what they were walking into because we didn't give it away. I just said it's about a guy who's in Iran. I don't like to put any spoiler alerts in. Sometimes it hurts sales, but I'd rather. And people walked out and said, you know what? That was a really interesting movie. Wouldn't be something I would really go to. And I say the same thing during the year. Yeah, you might come to Jay Leno, which, by the way, is almost sold out, so don't wait. That's coming in March. He's our gala. But you might try something you may not go to before. And that, to me, we keep our prices reasonable. Our prices are phenomenally reasonable. My board yells at me about it. But you know what? I want everyone to come. I want you to bring your families. I want everyone who lives from whatever city you live in on Long Island or whatever town to not say, well, I would do it if I could, you know, I want you there. We'll find the money. We'll subsidize it to make it work.
Now, how do you get a Jay Leno? Because Jay Leno, to me, is the quintessential guy you want to see on stage and laugh.
You know,
I remember him before he was even the host of the Tonight Show.
It's a funny story. I call up Jay's manager about a year and a half ago, and I say, look, I want Jerry Seinfeld. And he laughs at me. He said, you got 1,000 seats. He said, you know, you need another zero on you, and then we'll talk. I said, all right. He goes, I got Jay Leno. I said, I like Jay Leno. It's good. You know,
and he's been seen around the island.
He did Westbury last year.
Yeah.
So that night, there's a thing called Stoop Talk or something on late at night. You know, I'm up late at
talk
night
stoop
in the morning.
Or something.
Stoop
talk
something.
Stoop. Yeah.
And there's Jay Leno sitting on the stoop talking to this woman, and she says to him, hey, Jay, don't you hate going out and people like recognize you and bother you? And he says, are you kidding me? I'm an entertainer. What does it take to sign some autographs and be there and hang out for people? I'm thinking, I got my party afterwards. He'll come out. Next morning, I call up his manager. I said, I want Jay Leno. We'll make it work. Call Jay. And then we had this thing called the Doo-Wop Project, which sold out a year and a half ago. Young guys, they're from the Jersey Boys, from Motown Men. They do all the great hits. Because Jay's manager said, he likes like a doo-wop guy to open for him. I said, how about a doo-wop show? He said, yeah, sure. Got him approved. They're doing the doo-wop show before, then Jay Leno, and then those people who give me more money because it's a gala. You don't have to give me a lot of money if you just want to see the show. But if you want to give me a lot of money and come to the party afterwards, the doo-wop project's going to be there, and Jay is going to hang out and sign autographs and have a good time.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, good show. He seems like a really great guy.
You list all the comedians, maybe top 10 all time. Leno's got to be on that list.
I think so.
I think
he is. And he's clean, which is nice for my art.
He's
you know.
Great.
So that's and Audra McDonald's coming this year. If you watch Private Practice, she's won 5 Tonys. She's phenomenal. We've had her, this is her third time having her. She's in the spring. She's almost sold out too. Don't miss her. Most of these shows are selling very well, which I'm very happy about. John Pizzarelli and his wife. And that's another really cool story, if you don't mind me saying.
That's a great one, yeah.
I'm going into New York. We had this, one of the films last year was a film called No Pay Nudity. The director of that show was the original Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors. Become friendly with him. Nathan Lane comes out for the movie. He's starring in Holiday Inn, the holiday musical they did on Broadway. It's my wife's favorite movie.
Yeah.
Got to do something for the wife. I'm always at work. We go to see it. Who do I walk past in my row? Pizzarelli. He looks at me. I look at him. He goes, been a while, hasn't it? I said, oh, my God. And he's sitting with his wife, Jessica. I said, okay, get in. Next morning, I call his manager. I said, how about a holiday show? Booked him for next year.
Wow.
So that's how I do my booking. Ingle's it's
right
all by chance.
It.
It's all by, I walk into people. Jay, you want to be on?
Yeah.
I got to put you on. You got a great voice. Come on.
Alan Ingles is here. He's the director of the Stolle Center of the Arts. He has some great events finishing up the year. David Sedaris coming into play. That's a
next
good
week.
One, too.
He's phenomenal. Very. You know, it's funny. I fell on top of him, not literally, but 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Started reading his books. Very interesting guy. And I'm thinking, how does a guy like this get on stage? And what does he do? He reads from his book? Well, it's funny. He comes early. He signs everyone's book. He will sign everyone's book after the show. Spends 2 hours signing everybody's book. And they wait online 2 hours for it. So I said to him afterwards, I said, how can we do this? He goes, because half my show is these great stories I get from signing people's books all the time.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to come see Sedaris. And I'll give you the number, 631-632-ARTS. That's 2787. I hate those letters, but it's 631-632-ARTS, 2787,
yeah.
Or StolleCenter.com.
Yeah, check it all out. It's amazing. I'm just curious. Now, obviously, we got a great lineup to finish the year. 18 already there. So how long in advance does an Alan Ingles say, okay, we got to start, let's say, like when did you formulate fall 2017?
Really great questions. It's very, very different with different artists. The pop stuff, you know, it's like I'm trying to get Wynton Marsalis for next year. His manager's like, well, you know, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Pat Metheny. I'm looking at him for a night. The more popular they are, the lesser, you know, time we have in between. Things like dance or theater. I've got a show booked for 2020 already, but a dance show, a dance theater of Harlem booked for fall of 2020. It really varies. I'm got most of next year already put together, but what happens now when you book early, I'm in this business 34 years. Agents trust me. I can get a good price, anchor a show, but what sometimes happens come around February, March, when we get ready for our brochure, they didn't fill enough around it, and they say, hey, Alan, we can't do it. Which is fine. Don't call me, hey, Alan, in April when the brochure is printed for 50,000
right,
people.
A tough one.
It's happened a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
But it really varies.
It's part of
you
the
know?
Business,
it's,
right?
It's, you know, and a lot of these people have out clauses. I just booked Megan Hilty for next year from Smash.
Yep.
She's got a 30-day out clause, but I trust her manager. You know, one of the things in this business you've got to do is trust the manager.
And, you know, that's interesting because, you know, you have to figure if a manager puts that in, doesn't he shed such negativity for future bookings if you're going to have a clause like that in,
you know,
knowing your client could pull out any time?
When you've got Broadway people and you've
got...
But
the bigger they are, that's what happens, right?
You know, the good thing is, like, for example, Patti LuPone was my gala, her and Mandy Patinkin some years ago. And she got a great gig to go to Hawaii the night of my gala. So a manager calls up and says, can you move the date? It's 2 months before. I said, it's my gala. It's sold out. So he said, well, you know, what can we do? It's, you know, you got the out clause. I said, please talk to Patti. She came. She didn't talk to me that night. I could think she was, you know, she was like, you know, doing a hula dance or something. The reality is, you know, they can put in their contracts. Yeah. Like Jared Spector, original Frankie Valli on Jersey Boys. He's going into the new Cher musical. But I'm looking at him to do a show in 18-19. His manager says, give me the date. I'll put in the contract for that show. That night, he's not going to be there. So, of course, when you go to Broadway that night, I'm usually the guy who goes to Broadway that night and says, sorry, Nathan Lane will not be in tonight's show.
Right.
Sometimes they're sick, and sometimes they've already contracted things. So there's ways around it, and the way it works is you go to people you trust. That agent's going to look at that and say, I don't want to screw Alan Ingles.
Right.
You know, and so I would say probably in the 34 years I've been there, I've lost 2 shows, and one was because poor Natalie Cole didn't make the gala night. I can't blame that one. And the other one was Gerger Hines got a movie gig, but then he came back and did a show in February. So we've been pretty fortunate.
Incredible stuff. What about the affiliation as far as what Stony Brook University is right now? I mean, you know, it is a major institution right now as far as education. Does that help also as far as when you pitch things? Stolle Center, part of this great...
You used the right word, pitch. I got a phone call about 3 years ago from people when we were in the World Series, the baseball World Series, about us. The athletics does great. The fact that we have so many events on campus. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month right now in October. We have this amazing show, Tango Buenos Aires. If you like phenomenal dancing, that's coming on October 28th. You like how I get that in, Jay? Isn't that good?
He's amazing.
Yeah, I got some help
this
over here.
My ankles, but he's got the cue cards.
I got
here,
your marketing gal. He helped me out. But yes, absolutely.
You know, say?
We're part of the university. She's pretty good. She's
632 arts. 632 arts.
We're part of the university. I'm very proud of our university. Our president, Sam Stanley. Our provost, Michael Bernstein. Yeah. Really supportive of the arts. You know, everyone thought
it's important, right?
They think of us as a science school, right? You still people think of that hospital science, but the arts are really growing there. We're doing great. We've got one of the best music programs in the world. It's with the Emerson String Quartet and Gil Kalish and Colin Carr. So, absolutely. I mean, as I said, I'm here at the university 34 years. Why am I still here? I love the place. No one else has asked me to go anywhere else either, so that hasn't hurt either.
Ingles needs a job.
We'll see. We'll see. You never know. It's a great university. I watched it grow. Look, it's a tough time for everybody right now. We're all struggling. We're all struggling with the dollars, and the world around us makes it difficult. I mean, my feeling is, come out. You know, I know we're glued to the TV and we're glued to the radio. Come out and take your mind over for an hour and a half. Take your kids to something, mostly all family-oriented. Acrobats, we got these Tao drummers from Japan coming in March. If you haven't seen those guys before, is that March, February? When do we have those guys?
I even like you have coming up in November on a Saturday at 8 o'clock, you have martial artists and acrobats.
Really cool from China. Really cool show.
I could just imagine how that's going to
be. It's a phenomenal show. It's acrobats.
Well, for everybody, the family, right?
When they come here, I've had them like twice before. Yeah. They put these chairs on top of each other in the front of the stage, like 18 chairs.
Yeah.
And we have a big stage. We have a high stage. They'll always look at me and say, we have room for one or two more. My director of operations says, keep those chairs in the truck. It's really fine. You don't need more than that. It really is scary. If you sit in the front row of that show, you're going to get a real show. You may want to move back, actually. Though the chairs have never fallen. So
that's great stuff. And it's all at the Stolle. I tell you, the best events ever. And all you got to do is go online, check it out, stollecenter.com. Stolle, Staller, 632, area code 631-632-2787. Of course, ours, Alan Ingles, runs the show. He's been doing it for 34 years. Could you have ever imagined, what would you have done if you weren't doing this type of stuff? What would be in the Ingles file going?
You know what? I grew up. I wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
I wanted to,
I could see that.
Me and Jay. Could see it in Jay too.
That's something I dabbled a little bit in. I love getting on the stage.
My wife didn't think I was very good. I'm just a lot about my wife today, isn't it? Yeah, that's it. I was out in L.A. I did the thing. The Hollywood bit for a couple years. Came back here, tore a ligament in my knee, playing Romeo off Broadway. Loved it. Got this job part-time, and it's been 34 years. What I like about this job is that I interact with these people all the time. What else would I do? I have no clue, Jay. I've been doing this for so long. I'll retire. That's what I'll do.
Great on the radio.
When we hear your voice, like I did a spot for a TV spot, and I said, oh, and my wife hears it on radio, on TV. She comes
down
and
goes, a distinguished voice.
I like that. I like it.
You have a little bit of a rasp.
A little rasp.
I like that.
That's it. Well, I love this business. I really have had a couple of small options to do some other things. But you know what? I love the job. I love the university. I've got a great team I work with. I mean, better than ever. I've got a young team who I'm trying to get going so that I can get out of there at some point. I don't know what else, Jay. Jay, what would you do if you weren't doing this? Like that turning it around. How's that?
I'm trying to think
here.
Wow.
What would I do? Nothing. An actor.
I'd be an actor, but maybe a baseball player.
Wow. Well, we could use you maybe for Wednesday.
Yeah, maybe a baseball player. Yeah, no, I was always,
Maybe you could replace Headley.
See myself at Yankee Stadium.
Bat for Headley, maybe? I don't know. Can't get down on Headley.
I could have been what Aaron Judge is now. So.
Well, in this series, maybe.
I don't know about that. Great stuff. I'll tell you, this is quite an event. These days over at the Stolle Center. We can't thank you enough for popping in.
It's my pleasure. I really appreciate being on, Jay. You are the best.
Let me tell you something. We don't have you in often enough, and we want you keep coming in and tell us about what's happening.
Anytime.
And the great deals. Again, go to the site. Check it all out. The price is insane.
And don't forget that half price for this Saturday only. It will only work for this Saturday online. Half price 17 for the Acrobats. That's for the Flip Fabrique show this Saturday at 4.
It's this Saturday. StollerCenter.com with all details. And, of course, you can call the window 631-632-ART, 632-2787. The great Alan Inkles, ladies and gentlemen, the fine director of the Stollers Center for the Arts.